Right at the top, I'll admit that I'm overwhelmed with trying to understand the signs in the heavens that are apparently firing at this present time. Reports of things going on in the dark regions of space certainly seem to correspond to things going on down here on this planet in terms of impending Bible prophecy fulfillment scheduled as the time of Christ's second coming comes into view. The prophecy in view here, scheduled for ultimate fulfillment during the seven-year tribulation, like all other end times prophecies, seems to be casting a foreshadow in this present hour. And there shall be signs in the sun, and in the moon, and in the stars, and upon the earth distress of nations, with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them for fear, and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth. For the powers of heaven shall be shaken, Luke chapter 21 verses 25-26. Things are moving so fast in all of this that by the time this article is posted, some dates will already be passed, possibly revealing some of whatever it all means. My hope is to try to lay before us these things that are scrolling in some sort of eschatological presentation for those who are Mark chapter 13 verse 37 spiritually attuned. It seems as if all is coming together at hyper-collision speed, portending a world-rending cataclysm that cannot be averted. In order to briefly examine the things in the heavens that are moving and shaking, let's scan through the following article excerpt. During the next couple of months, so many amazing things are going to be happening in the heavens. For example, during the Great American Eclipse of 2024 on April 8, the Sun, the Moon, and the seven other planets in our solar system will all line up in the sky. It is almost as if the entire solar system will be screaming that this is a once-in-a-lifetime event. But before we get to April 8, there will be some other absolutely incredible things happening in the skies above our heads. On March 25, we will witness a penumbral lunar eclipse. The following comes from Wikipedia. A penumbral lunar eclipse will take place on Monday, March 25, 2024. It will be visible to the naked eye as 95.57% of the moon will be immersed in Earth's penumbral shadow. Since so much attention has been focused on the Great American Eclipse of 2024 on April 8, this other eclipse has kind of snuck up on us. On top of everything else, this blood moon eclipse also coincides with Purim. The first day of Purim goes from sundown on March 23 to sundown on March 24. The second day of Purim goes from sundown on March 24 to sundown on March 25. So this is going to be a blood moon Purim eclipse, and Pastor Mark Biltz believes that it is quite appropriate that the moon will be eclipsed on Purim. The first lunar eclipse on March 25 will coincide with the Jewish holiday of Purim. Biltz noted that it was fitting that the moon should be eclipsed on Purim, as Esther literally means, hidden. We also know that in late March, the Devil Comet will be racing through the sky as this blood moon eclipse is happening. In fact, it is being reported that it is possible that this comet could be visible to the naked eye at that time. So the run of the Devil Comet will be taking place during the Blood Moon Purim eclipse on March 25 and the total solar eclipse on April 8. Is that just a coincidence? And let me throw one more thing at you. NASA is telling us that at some point between right now and September, a star that is 3,000 light years away will explode. That explosion will be so bright that it will actually be visible to the naked eye in the northern hemisphere. Source: the Blood Moon Purim eclipse of March 25 will happen at about the same time the Devil Comet becomes visible to the naked eye. By Michael Snyder, March 17, 2024, Rapture Ready News, March 18, 2024. The writer of the above article says that all of this activity almost certainly has significance in that all of this seems designed to be telling us something. Another writer who has quite an interesting perspective on what the signs in the heavens mean presents in-depth details of these matters. You can look into his much-studied exploration at the following website. Heaven seems to be sending a monumental message. While the signs in the heavens are blazing their forewarnings that might be flashes of impending cataclysm, the signs here on Earth continue to rage with portentous signals that the planet is on the brink of something disastrous. Nations around the globe are, to put it mildly, in disarray. There is indeed perplexity on Earth, the seas and waves of humanity roaring. Jesus said when we see these things begin to come to pass, to look up that our redemption Jesus himself is drawing near. He is about to intervene and call believers to himself, as Paul the Apostle has foretold. With all the signals of that sudden intervention by Christ, you must know him in intimate terms for salvation. That is, you must do the following in order to go to him when he calls to all believers into the clouds of glory. That if you will confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and will believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation, Romans chapter 10 verses 9-10.